Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Good morning. Happy Red Friday. The Chiefs will be taking on the Denver Donkeys Sunday night at Arrowhead. And as tradition holds in the NFL for outstanding performance, somebody will receive the MVP game ball. And such is the case with the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council's Union MVP. I'm very pleased to welcome back my partner, the business manager from the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, the lovely Elise Martini. Yeah. Elise, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Coming back home. Chiefs are coming home this weekend. We're ready.
I like you got a new Chiefs jersey on
Thank
today.
You.
Looking good.
I'm hoping to get a few more for Christmas, but yes, got to have your Chiefs gear.
You know, it's a good thing my wife is upstairs. She doesn't know I have two beautiful ladies in my studio. Tell us about this week's MVP.
You know, every week we honor someone that is giving and someone that really represents their community. And this one this week is Lucretia Kirkendall. She was nominated by Reggie Thomas of Labor's Local 264. And it's really what she's done. So Labor is actually giving away. We work with the harvesters and do food pantries about every 5 weeks. And Lucretia's been at every one. We just did one on November 14th, giving away turkeys to the really folks in need. And Lucretia is just one of those giving people of all of Labor's 264. So we're honored this week to recognize Lucretia.
Lucretia, first of all, welcome to the Slacker Morning Show.
Oh, thank you so much.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, first of all, how long have you been with the laborers?
I've been with the laborers for 25 years.
Wow. Congratulations. What got you started in the union?
Basically, I wanted to provide a better life for my family. And when I seen the money we can make, I was like, I'm in. You
know? Now, outside of being in the union, what's some of the things that you like to do?
Go to church, go to the movies, help my kids in anything that they need me to do and help other people.
Clearly, your involvement with organizations like Harvesters, and I'm assuming probably your church, giving back to the community is important to you?
Yes, and I volunteer for my cousin's nonprofit, Higher Impact.
Tell us about that.
Basically, he works with high-risk kids in the community and stuff and help them to find their way and be able to go to college and do things.
Oh, that's awesome.
Better for their stuff.
Tell us about your kids.
I have four boys and two girls and two stepkids. And four of them went to college.
Well, that's awesome.
One tried out for the Chiefs.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. That's perfect. I see that you've got a Chiefs purse over there. So you're quite the Chiefs fan.
Yes, I am.
Well, you know, when we talk about the NFL, as I mentioned, those who exhibit outstanding performance receive the game ball. And this week, you've been nominated, obviously, and chosen by your peers to be this week's MVP. So on behalf of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, Elise Martini, Business Manager, we want to say to you, thank you for what you've done with the laborers and unions in general and in Kansas City, keeping us moving, keeping us built, and wrangling up kids and everything you do in our community. Lucretia Kirkendall, congratulations. You're this week's MVP.
I just want to say thank you. And I want to say thank you to Reginald Thomas, Elise Martinez. And it's been a blessing to serve in these uncertain times. I just, you know, pray that we all just try to get out here and help someone, you know, get back to the community.
We're better together.
Better together.
Now, you work with my friends at Rodriguez Mechanical as well.
Yes.
So you know Joe Rod and Uncle Carl.
Yes, I do. They're very good people. It's been nice to be in construction, you know, for 25 years and then find a family, you know, a construction family that, you know, really take care of you and stuff, you know. Just appreciate you.
Well, Elise, we have a lot of great folks in the unions, and there's so many to recognize, and we still have time for people to nominate. So how can they do that?
We do. We have a couple spots left till we get to the end of the year, and just like Lucretia, it's, you all know folks out there, they know folks just as deserving and that can really be the MVP. So they need to contact us. They can call the office at 816-836-8485, or we've got a website they can go to, which is beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.COM. And congratulations, Lucretia. Well deserved.
Thank you. And I just want to encourage and get involved, encourage more women to get involved with the union because it can provide a good life for your family.
Well, it's certainly done that for you. And now, Lucretia, let me ask you this. Every time we get together, I always ask our MVPs what they think about this game. We're taking on the Denver Broncos. They haven't got the best record, but you know, that's just the kind of team that would want to come up and make their their mark this season against our champion Kansas City Chiefs. How do you think this game's going to play out?
Oh, well, of course, I think the Chiefs are going to win and stuff. You know, I think Patrick Mahomes is great, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. Like, we just have a great team. So I'm looking forward to them scoring at least 41 points to Denver, maybe 16.
All right. Well, you've heard it here. Well, for my partner, Elise Martini, the business manager of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, this week's MVP, Lucretia Kirkendall, be proud, be strong, and be union. Go Chiefs. Ladies, thank you.
Go Chiefs.
Thanks, Locker.
Thanks.
Kansas City, the home of the world champions, and also home to the best classic rock station in the universe. 101, The Fox.